Good afternoon, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the preacher in charge of St. Barnabas Parish in Pleasantville, welcoming you to our reflection on this fourth Sunday of Easter, Sunday commonly known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Our readings for today are taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, Psalm 23, 1 Peter 2, 19 to 25, and the Gospel of John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. With you and the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. We say the Easter anthem, Christ our Passover. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection for today is entitled, Life in All Its Abundance. Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, describes himself as the gate for the sheep. He points out that all who came before him were thieves and bandits. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came, he said, that they may have life and have it abundantly. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that his words are true. Those who not only acknowledge him as the Good Shepherd, but live by the principles and precepts he taught, would experience this life in abundance. What does that mean? And how are we in today's world as disciples of Christ to experience this abundant life of which Jesus speaks? I believe that our first reading today from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, gives us an insight into how, as individuals and as community, that is the church, we can experience life in abundance. In these verses in the Acts of the Apostles, we get a glimpse of what could be described as the golden age of the disciples of Christ. All those who made the decision to be baptized in the name of Jesus and committed themselves to following Jesus on that fateful day, Luke describes them as they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Here we see a dynamic group devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, breaking of bread and prayers. Here were individuals committed, first of all, to learning more and more about their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We could see them daily gathering at the feet of the disciples to hear about their master. Luke says they devoted themselves to fellowship. The Greek word koinonia means to share in common. So that tells us that they were of one heart and one mind. They had a strong desire to learn more about Jesus and to put his teachings into action. That is, they truly desired in their hearts to love one another as he loved, to serve and not to be served. They had a strong sense of togetherness and shared meals together, especially this new meal that they experience, the Lord's Supper, where they could share in his body and blood, the Lamb of God who gave his life for the sins of the whole world. They worshiped together, giving praise and thanks to God for all God's blessings. They devoted themselves to prayer, speaking to God and listening and waiting for God's response. In the Acts of the Apostles, we are presented with a church eager to learn, caring, demonstrating togetherness, worshiping, praying, and experiencing a new life. Life in abundance in the power of the Holy Spirit. Under these circumstances, they expressed their faith in action as they responded to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They were a community created by the Holy Spirit, and this community shared what they had with each other. Whenever there was a need, they responded. Some even went so far as to sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds as any had need. They spent their time daily in the temple in worship, Luke tells us. So we see a people worshiping at home and worshiping in the temple. They worship their God daily. They shared meals in their home, eating their food with glad and generous hearts, giving thanks to God for all their blessings. And in all of this, of course, they affected and influenced the people around them. Luke says that there was only goodwill towards them. Truly a situation where each individual would be experiencing life in abundance as they made a difference in the lives of each other and the lives of those around them. What was the result? New life for each of them. Growth of the group. And Luke says, day by day, the Lord added to their number. So here we have a group of disciples of Christ, a group of Christians, a dynamic group attracting more and more people, a dynamic group to which the Lord added more and more persons as the Holy Spirit moved in that place. When we look at our church today, can we say it is made up of individuals who are experiencing life in abundance? Can we say that the church today reflects our hopes for community, for togetherness, for justice, for generosity, and for meaning and purpose as seen in the church of the Acts of the Apostles? We have read what the Holy Spirit can do. The Holy Spirit can create a dynamic community of faith a community who understands themselves as united in vision and purpose and identity, not a dispersed collection of churchgoers. In this time of the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, as perhaps we look forward to the end of some of the restrictions, we must be preparing ourselves to emerge as transformed individuals, as part of a church with renewed energy and dynamism. This time of restriction should be for us a time of renewal, a renewed commitment to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, a renewed commitment and dedication to be intentional disciples of Christ, ready, willing, and able to respond to the five marks of mission: to teach, to tell, to tend, to transform, and to treasure. Renewed by the Holy Spirit, we have to be a teaching, learning church. We are called to be a church with a shared, common vision. We have been given a vision of a new wine vineyard, and we must continue, one and all, to embrace that vision and work towards making it a reality. We must be a church where hospitality is ever present, a caring, sharing, responding to needs church, whether these needs are material, emotional, or spiritual. We must be a worshiping church, worshiping in spirit and truth. As we worship, we must experience God and have an encounter with God. Our singing must be directed to God in prayer, and we must share fully in His body and blood. We must emerge from these restrictions as a praying church, as we acknowledge our total dependence on the living God, who is our shepherd. Each of us must use this time of restriction like the insect pupa in the cocoon, so that we emerge like the butterfly with new life, transformed and ready to take up our various tasks and ministries for God, to emerge with renewed commitment, renewed energy and passion for ministry and mission, to be guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit. We must therefore be individuals who are experiencing day by day that abundant life which the Good Shepherd promised, and we must be a part of a church that reflects that dynamic church in the Acts of the Apostles, transforming lives, creating a community, and exhibiting fellowship, working together for justice, and renewing itself by prayer and worship. And there is the promise that the Lord will add to our number daily. We have seen in the Acts of the Apostles that all of this is possible. It is up to us to achieve it. Jesus, the Christ, the Good Shepherd, promised life in abundance, and this life is available to us as individuals and as church. the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, you are here, waiting for us, longing to hear us pray, wanting us to be here in your presence. Lord, we are here waiting for you, longing to hear you speak, wanting to worship you with all that we are. Lord, we are here, ready to go, to live a life of prayer, to serve in your name, so that others may know you. Lord, by your grace alone can we enter your presence. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may pray without ceasing and bring glory to the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you for those who have found faith in you and for those who remain faithful, though they have journeyed through long and painful ways. We thank you for those who through centuries have lit the fires of faith and fanned the sparks of hope into a blaze of trust and worship. We thank you for those who have spoken your word to those who have closed minds to your grace, and also to those who have opened their hearts to your truth. We thank you for your faithful people who told us the story of Jesus and whose whole lives reverberate with the joy of his presence. We thank you that you have called us to be your faithful people in our generation. Make us ready to explore new ways of sharing our faith and discovering fresh expressions of being faithful disciples today and every day. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, in a world of rushing feet, teach us to be still. When we are surrounded by greed and materialistic excesses, teach us to be content. In the midst of those with angry and demanding voices, teach us to be gentle and wise. When those surrounding us have eyes and ears for their own desires, teach us to remember the needs of others. In the crush of self-centeredness and self-sufficiency, teach us to stand aside and trust in you. When those with whom we share each day at work or in the world see no further than what can be seen or touched or understood, teach us to focus on you, the Good Shepherd, and to walk in faith always. Amen. And today we pray in thanksgiving for those who celebrated their anniversary of ordination on the 1st of May. Ordination to the priesthood, Claire Sandy Robinson, Carly Pemberton, Augustus Thompson, Wayne Morn, and Margaret Caesar. Those who ordained to the diaconate, Mark Samuel, Michelle Alexander, Rodwin Fanfare, Stephen Wiwan, and Fitzgabriel Diablo. Eternal God, through your Holy Spirit, you have appointed many ministries in your church. Bless those whom you have called last year into the order of priests and deacons. Maintain them in your truth, renew them in your holiness, and make them your ever faithful servants through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray the prayer that our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace today and every day. Amen. Do have a very spirit-filled and peaceful week, and be safe. Amen.